Our scripture reading brings us to the final passage of Hebrews in chapter 13, beginning at verse 17. You'll find it on page 1286. We'll read to the end of the chapter at verse 25. Just a few highlights here. He starts off by pointing out the relationship between Christians and their church. I'll mention this in my sermon. Our relationship today, most people think of it as a consumer relationship. The church is selling something, we may or may not buy it, and we're customers. It's not how the Bible sees it at all. It's a covenant relationship. And he says you're to obey your leaders and submit to them, and that they are to be faithful in shepherding you. That's an important statement. We're about to have our new members class, and I like to tell people if you're still figuring out whether or not this is going to be your church home, then you probably shouldn't. You can come to the new members class, and we'd welcome you to do so, but you should join the church if you realize this is our church home. And then if you do that, you should join the church. Why? Because it's a covenant relationship. You're to obey leaders. That means you're to have them, and they are to shepherd you. Now, in verse 22, the writer of Hebrews makes an important statement, I think. He describes his letter as a word of exhortation. Another word for that is a sermon. He says it is a brief sermon. And so we ask ourselves, what is the biblical definition of a brief sermon? Well, it takes about 45 minutes to read aloud the book of Hebrews. So I will let you draw your own conclusions about that biblical statement. Also, we have at the end a reference to Timothy. I've pointed out that I do not believe that Paul wrote Hebrews, but you see that there's a connection to Paul because the apostle Timothy is part of this community. But at the heart of this passage is this great benediction. We say benedictions at the end of our worship services in imitating the apostolic example. And this is a great declaration of blessing. It refers to the blood of the eternal covenant. Now, what is that? What that means is, and there's many other references in the Bible, that before creation, in eternity past, there was a covenant made, a solemn oath-bound agreement between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what it involved was that the Father would give a people, the elect, to the Son. The Son would redeem them from their sins by His blood, and then the Father would shower upon them all the blessings of redemption. What a statement it is. By the blood of the eternal covenant, eternal life, and all its blessings flow to us. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 17 of Hebrews 13. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with you all. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.